We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Los Alamitos 2 million futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles Lethal Cowboy 123, and many more. It's our biggest night of the year, the Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. A cold Friday, if you're here in Las Vegas, Nevada this early morning. We welcome you to the Race Day show. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital at the South Point Studios on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas. This part of Las Vegas Boulevard that you can actually drive down. At least this week, that's for sure, with the Formula One Las Vegas race coming up. We already have portions of the strip that will be part of the racetrack itself already closed. That big race will happen Saturday night. And until then, that part of the strip really is just congested down there. But we're getting ready for the big Formula One race, the Las Vegas Grand Prix. coming up here on Saturday night. Down the road on the Strip, but here on this part of Las Vegas Boulevard, the traffic is fine and the parking lot is big, and your car can park for free right here at the South Point. We welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of our listeners that are running around early this morning listening to us on the radio at our radio anchor station. Here, our anchor radio station for the Race Day shows, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Don't forget our anchor radio stations. You can hear the play-by-play of both the USC Trojan football in college and the Rams football in the NFL right here on those stations. And we welcome you all that are getting us through the internet at our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. iPhone or Android's covered with the apps. You can get your app for the KSHP that you can hear us through the radio station, and your app for YouTube that you can see and hear us from the YouTube location on the app. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Friday. And it's going to be kind of a busy weekend here in Las Vegas, obviously, with the auto race here, the Formula One race. It's going to be busy. But it will also be kind of interesting in the race book this weekend because of not only the races down at the usual major, you know, locations like Gulfstream or you know, Del Mar or Aqueduct, but today is opening day at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. So this will be the first weekend of racing at the fairgrounds in New Orleans. And, of course, that is going to be really interesting today. At Gulfstream Park, White Abarrio returns in an allowance, 7-furlong allowance race. So White Abarrio will be back on the track, the Breeders' Cup Classic winner last year. Not this last one, but the one before that. So he comes back and starts racing at Gulfstream Park today in an allowance race. And we do have a late cancellation, though. Pleasanton Races up in Northern California. In anticipation of the big rainstorm that's going through there, they canceled the races for today a couple of days ago. So they won't be racing at Pleasanton today because the weather, as you can tell, is going through the northwestern part of the country, Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. I don't think it's going to get down as far as either Los Angeles and or here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hopefully, anyhow. We're not predicting any rain here in this southwest area, but it is coming through the north, and they have canceled the Pleasanton. Now, you know, if you watched the football game last night, all of the snow that hit Cleveland, that front kept going through, and now, you know, it's making its way from the Midwest over the Great Lakes area. Now it's past Ohio. It's going into Pennsylvania, and it'll get to New York City and upstate New York and the upper quadrant of the Northeast. It's coming your way if it's not already there for this weekend. So we might have some off tracks going on up there. And of course, you know that yesterday at Aqueduct was sloppy. So we'll wait and see how the weather conditions are at the Big A today. I do want to remind everybody that coming up on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are the big races at Zia Park. Now, Zia Park will have a multitude of stakes races. On Sunday, there'll be 7 quarter horse stakes races. On Monday, there will be 8 stakes races for thoroughbreds. And on Tuesday, there'll be an additional 7 thoroughbred stakes races that include the Zia Park Derby and Zia Park Oaks. And when you're putting up like almost $4 million worth of purse money over those 3 days, you know you're going to have the big jockeys and big horses and trainers showing up there. So Flavian Pratt, Jose Ortiz, and Brian Hernandez, among others, will be there for those 3 days. So remember that. You know, when you get into Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, you might want to check out Zia Park, at least for this Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Congratulations to our handicappers. Boy, they did a great job yesterday. Jonathan Dardoon was definitely the star of the day. Two of the 3 horses that he gave us yesterday were winners. The 6th race winner there at Aqueduct, My First Love, paid $10.20 to win. That was a race that Jerry Jackowitz also had a pick in there. The Sirocco play didn't hit because Jerry's horse did not run well, but Jonathan's horse got there for trainer Rob Atrus and Jose Lascano, $10.20 on My First Love in that sixth race. Earlier in the card at Aqueduct, Rich Ang's selection, Strapped, won as the favorite and paid $4.40 there for Linda Rice's second win of the day. Linda won half of the first four races there at Aqueduct. Strapped wins and pays $4.40. And, of course, you know, Richie gave us the winner of that Snow Bowl, the snow game in Cleveland last night. He took Cleveland plus the points to 3.5. Cleveland won outright in an upset, beating Pittsburgh, the Steelers. So the Browns' victory there was another winning pick by Rich Ang. And then, of course, Jonathan came through at Churchill in the fourth race with Carrera with Julien Le Perroux, trained by Kenny McPeak, paid $13.68 for a $2 win mutual, $13.68. As you know, they pay down to the pennies there at Churchill Downs. So Jonathan came with two winners yesterday. Richie, in essence, came with two winners, a horse winner and a winner for the NFL as well. And we will be waiting for more picks from those guys and more from our other handicappers as well. Luis Saez had a big day at Churchill Downs. He won three races. Saez won the fifth race on Eddie Canelli winner, paying $3.06 as the favorite. That was Sombra Dora. And then Saez came back in the eighth race for Brad Cox with the Bourbon Serengeti, paying $5.14. And then won the last race for trainer Al Stahl with Lord Wonder, paying $6.88. A big day yesterday at Churchill for jockey Luis Saez. As far as Aqueduct was concerned, nobody really had more than one win on the day. Well, Jose Lascano had a couple of wins. I take that back. Jose Lascano had a couple of wins. He won the second race on a Linda Rice horse, paying $3.30, and then came back with, of course, Jonathan's horse in the sixth race, some of the stuff that happened yesterday. We're going to take a look a little bit later on with the Jonathan Dardoon to the Native Diver Handicap. That race was drawn yesterday, so we'll take a look at that. And, of course, we have our handicappers. Jonathan will be back with us, along with Rich Ang. John Lindo from Southern California, taking a look at the races there at Del Mar, and of course Jerry Jackowitz with his selections. Right now, what I want to do is just give a salute out to Jay Cornegay. Jay Cornegay has been the manager, the director of the Superbook at the Las Vegas, was the Las Vegas Hilton, I don't know what it is called, the Westgate. It's now the Westgate. So Jay Cornegay has been there for decades. And he has been one of the foremost sportsbook operators in the entire state, plus the country. And he, among some of the other top sportsbook operators, really have brought sports wagering to the front here across the country. And the Superbook there. Jay Cornegay announced his retirement yesterday, and he will be advising them at the Superbook, and he's going to do a little bit of work for marketing as well there. But for the most part, Jay Cornegay has retired from being the sportsbook director at the Westgate. I have had personal, professional experiences with him going back to when he ran the Imperial Palace. He is a class act, and we will certainly miss him behind the scenes as far as guiding the sports book operations. But Jay Cornegay, retired, well-deserved retired. We give him hope him a very healthy and fruitful retirement there. Jay, you're one of the good guys, so I just wanted to put that out there. All right, other news in racing now. City of Troy, you remember that big hullabaloo that we had for City of Troy coming from, you know, Europe, saying it was a super horse, came in a Breeders' Cup Classic and finished off the board. Well, he did enough in Europe to become the European Horse of the Year, the Cartier European Horse of the Year, was announced in London at a function there a couple of days ago. City of Troy wins the Horse of the Year honors, the Cartier Horse of the Year honors in Europe. Didn't quite make it here, though. All right. Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Handicap, two premier cornerstone races in the rich history of Santa Anita. They're downgrading the purse values of those races coming up this year for the Santa Anita Derby and the Santa Anita Handicap. The Derby falls from $750,000 added to a $500,000 added race. And the Santa Anita Handicap, at one time a million-dollar race, went from 400,000 now to 300,000 this year. So they're having a little bit of tightening the budgets there, but the deficit they've been running for the purse values in Southern California, those two races, those two historic races, took a hit for this upcoming Santa Anita meet that starts the day after Christmas. They at Santa Anita, they're trying to put into place a program that will shuttle horses from Northern California to Southern California. They know how much the terrain has changed in Northern California, so they're trying to put together a system, a program for the Northern California horses that want to participate in race down in Southern California at Santa Anita. I'm sure more of that will come later on, but they're looking towards trying to do that to help out the Northern California horses. And this one, John Lindo, especially John Lindo, and myself take a lot of pride and take a lot of happiness in the fact that Santa Anita finally, after all of these years of asking them why, they have made a stakes race in honor of Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. The San Antonio Stakes will now be turned into the Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. Stakes. It is about time, racing, and thank you very much for honoring one of the great ambassadors of this sport and one of the greatest riders of my generation, of any generation, Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. So it'll be the Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. Stakes race on opening day at Santa Anita on the 26th of December. The formerly known San Antonio Stakes becomes the Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. Stakes. Thank you. It's about time. All right, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to start with our handicappers and, of course, your racing menu as well. So don't go away. We're just starting up on this Friday show. Don't forget to get to YouTube. Get to the station, South Point Station feed, the feed there, the simulcasting feed, and then get to subscribe, and then you can start chatting on the chat room for the race day show. They're already chatting away, and they're congratulating Jonathan Ardoon for a couple of nice winners yesterday. So join the chat. Go to the YouTube, South Point Studios section, the Race Day Las Vegas show. Click it. Get chatting on the chat box. Subscribe if you haven't already done it. It's free of charge, and you can start chatting away, and we will do more of our chatting right after this. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, chatting away on the chat box there on the Race Day page of YouTube. So we invite you to join us and chat away with each other. So, and they'll be giving away our chatters also put on picks that they like for the day's racing as well. So it's kind of neat there. All right, let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today. Looking at the weather, well, I can tell you this right now, here in Las Vegas, just plain cold. Right now, outside, it's 40 degrees. I left the house. It was registering 33 degrees when I left my house on the way here. It's 40 degrees right now outside. We're going to get up to 67. But here's the deal. 67 is not bad at this time of the year. But here's the deal. Somehow for tomorrow, a little pocket of heat has made its way through the atmosphere that's coming through air, the jet stream, because we're expected to get as high as 72 degrees tomorrow. And then it starts dipping down again into the low 60s and early 50s for the daytime highs. So you might want to enjoy it tomorrow if you're here in town. But right now it's going to be topping out around 67 degrees today. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, we take a look and see that the temperature in Miami is 74 degrees. New York City, 42. It's getting a little chilly there, but they're expecting, you know, that rain to continue to go through that northeastern part of the country. Right now in Chicago, it's 46 degrees. Kansas City, 49. You got Phoenix at 82. Phoenix, Arizona, 82 degrees, man. Southern California, 73 degrees where Del Mar's at. And they are racing today at Del Mar. And it looks like it'll be pretty clear, no doubt, in Southern California and in Florida, where Wyder Barrio gets ready to start his return to the race. Let's get started with the racing menu. First post times are Pacific. You know the deal. If you're listening in the Pacific time zone, no problem. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race books here today. But if you're in another time zone, anywhere around the world that we reach with our platforms, adjust to the Pacific time zone, to whatever time zone you're in. This way you won't miss anything, like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Aqueduct, the big A in New York. Let's see if we can get a track condition, if they posted it already. Yep, sloppy. Track condition is sloppy in New York. Of course, there's no turf racing anymore. They're done for the winter, so you got sloppy conditions that will start off in New York. A pick six carryover, a small one of $16,549.57 at Aqueduct today. And they have nine races. Their first post time, which will start out on a sloppy racetrack, is set at 9:10 today at the Big A. All right, next comes Gulfstream Park. Now, the race that Wyder Barrio is in is the seventh race on the card at 7 furlongs. Wyder Barrio is post two in a five-horse field, so they found only 4 horses to run against him in the optional claiming allowance race. He's not in for a claiming price. His morning line is 1-5 with Irad Ortiz Jr. on it. Wyder Barrio returns to the races in the seventh race at Gulfstream. They have 9 races today at Gulfstream Park, and their pick six jackpot carryover is $162,740 today at Gulfstream Park. They also have a regular pick five carryover today. All right, this is not a jackpot. A regular pick five carryover today at Gulfstream Park of $64,848. Keep that in mind, $64,848. First post time at Gulfstream today is set at 9:20 at Gulfstream. Laurel Park is next. Laurel Park has 9 races. Their first post time at Laurel is set at 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel. They got a small carryover there. And, well, they hit it, I guess. Okay, good enough. And Laurel Park, they hit that carryover from yesterday. No carryovers today. First post time is at 9:25 for their 9-race card. Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky, they got a carryover, a big one in their pick six jackpot. Pick six jackpot carryover at Churchill Downs today stands at $144,887. They have 10 races in the first post time of 10 a.m. today at Churchill Downs. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine has a couple of carryovers today. Their super high five jackpot carryover, $25,205. They've got a pick six jackpot carryover of $56,695. They got 8 races today. Woodbine first post time is at 10:10. Fairgrounds is opening day in Bayou. Fairgrounds in New Orleans, baby. First post time for their 9-race card on this opening day of their big meet that runs right through next year, 10:45. Couple of stakes races. They are memorials. The fifth race is the Joseph R. Peluso Memorial. 6 furlongs for 2-year-olds. That's the fifth race on the card. The 9-5 favorite there is Voila Magic with Jose Ortiz aboard. And then the seventh race is the Delmar R. Codwell Memorial. And this is at 6 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 9 before scratches. In that race, the 5-2 favorite is Manama Gold. And again, Jose Ortiz rides that favorite there. 9 races today on opening day at the fairgrounds and the first post time of 10:45 at the fairgrounds today. Then we get to good old Del Mar in Southern California, where the turf meets the surf. Del Mar has 8 races today. Their first post time is at 12:30 at Del Mar today for their 8-race card. And then we go next to Delta Downs. Delta Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is at 2:50 Delta Downs. Penn National, they've got 7 races today at Penn National. and they've got a small super high five jackpot carryover of $1,421 and a first post time at the Penn National for their center at seven races, 3:15. Charlestown, they'll kick in with an eight race card at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $48,236. Eight races, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we go to Remington Park. Remington Park has a first post time of nine races at 4:30. 4:30 at Remington. Okay, that's the menu for today. We rev up the motor every day for Remington. And they're revving up the motors down the street for the big Formula One race this weekend on the partially on the strip. It goes on the strip and around, but part of the track is on the strip, and that's closing down the strip. It's closed, and it won't reopen that section of the Las Vegas Strip until early Sunday morning after the race Saturday night. All right, let's go out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine, my man. It's cold out here. How's it there in good old Saratoga, New York?
Well, it's in the 40s in Saratoga, but down by Aqueduct, it rained all night. Finally stopped this morning. It's raw out. It's a miserable day, very windy. So proceed with caution.
When it gets windy there, I'm trying to figure out how the wind, it goes against them on one part, one stretch, and with them on another part of the stretch, doesn't it?
It depends which way it's blown. You have a headwind and then you have a tailwind like everywhere else. And, you know, they're right by Kennedy Airport and they're by the swamp. So the weather there is certainly gets iffy.
Yes, it does. That is for sure. And of course, it starts out sloppy. Is there any rain in the forecast there?
No, there's a chance of some later showers later in the day, but the damage already has been done.
Well,
the track is soup.
I know that. Well, if it's soup, then
it's not drying up anytime soon.
No, okay. That was kind of the connotation here. You know, maybe with the wind it would dry up, but if it's soup, forget it. It's just going to be cold, wet track.
Miserable day. It's just a miserable day today. You don't want to be outside if you have a choice.
All right. Well, let's take a look then at a race that obviously is going to be held in a lot better weather. And that'll be, of course, on tomorrow, the Native Divers Stakes. It'll be the eighth race on the card at Del Mar, $100,000, named after the first California millionaire horse, a Native Diver. This is for three-year-olds and up at a mile and one-eighth. And you got a field of just six in the race. And the favorite there, 2-1, is Ultra Power. Juan Hernandez riding for Mr. Bob Baffert. How do you see this race?
Well, he's certainly the horse to beat. His races as a three-year-old, both of them, either one of them is actually good enough to win. The race he has two starts back at Del Mar blows this field away. Baffert has two in the race, that's it. Everyone else only has one. You have an O'Neill, a Uriton, a Mandela, and a Sheriff's. Miramati comes back off of breaking his maiden, and he's stepping him up to the Native Diver, but I don't like him at all. I think it's really a two-horse race, Ultra Power and Tarantino. I give the edge to Ultra Power.
Now, from the rail out in the six-pack, number one is Miramati, of course, Baffert and Martin Garcia. The two, Ultra Power with Hernandez and Baffert. Then you got the three-horse, Skinner, Hector Barrios riding for John Sheriffs. The four is Salesman and Irish Bread, Kasuchi Camaro riding for Dick Mandela. The five is Tarantino, Edwin Maldonado for Peter Urton, and the six is Mixto, Antonio Freisu for Doug O'Neill. Remember Mixto, I think he either break his maiden or a non-winner or two in a big stakes race earlier?
Yeah, he won the Pacific Classic for his second win. He was eligible for a
non-winner or two, yeah.
Right, one other then, and he won the Pacific Classic at 22-1 that day. If he wins, he's not going to be 22-1. He's the 5-2 second choice on the morning line. By the way, Ralph, you were right. Congratulations to John Lindo and to you. You've been pushing a Lafitte Pinquet Stakes for a long time. Finally, they're getting it done. And I know it makes you guys very happy.
Yes, because and they had a race.
Well deserved. What took so long?
They had a race. They have a race named after Eddie Delahousse, who deserves it as well. Eddie was a great rider too. During my heyday, And Lafitte Bankai, this is so overdue, it's not even funny, but I'm glad they did it. And, you know, I hope that a lot of people embrace the new race as far as getting entries for it and all that good stuff there. But he's been a great ambassador for racing since he retired. And remember, when he retired as the world's winningest jockey. And then another rider, I think, either in Argentina or somewhere, passed him soon thereafter.
Oh, there was another guy. You're right. That had a lot of wins. I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, because that guy was riding for forever or whatever. But Lafitte Bankai, and he is one of the few riders in that particular era, as well as the same thing that happens with a few riders now in this era, like the Ortiz brothers and Flavien Prat. He was a jockey that did make a difference. You could tell that did make a difference on riding horses, you know, winning and losing races.
Yeah, he was so strong. I mean, he was unbelievable. And really, what took so long to finally get it done? The bad news, though, for Santa Anita is I believe they're dropping 11 stake races.
Yeah.
And they're cutting purses in a lot of these stake races. So that's really not good. We were talking about it yesterday. They have to figure out a way to build up inventory, Ralph. And it's just heading in the wrong direction. And it doesn't look good, really. Let's be honest.
Well, like the government, they overspent. I mean, what they did was the purse values were over what they were bringing in, and now they have to try to make up for it and try to even it out. So that's why they're doing that. But, if we have more horses there and more racing too. Remember, we're racing now Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In the old days, we ran Wednesday through Sunday with 9 races and not 8. And, with the full fields, et cetera, you know, it's going to take its toll. When you give the purchasing people, which we are, we were the consumers. When you give the consumers less options to purchase, there's going to be less purchasing power. It's simply as simple as that.
The product just is not good at this point. And it's no one's fault because there's just no horses. So they're really up against it. What are they going to do? Go to 7 races a day and 6 horses in a race? It's not good.
Well, and not only that, this goes back right to the roots of the chain in order to get more horses involved, which is the breeding. I mean, the foal count is down as well. So something has to be done from the roots on out. Otherwise, we're seeing some racetracks that have closed along the way, the secondary tracks that just didn't make it. Of course, Hollywood Park, Arlington Racetrack were not secondary tracks, and they're gone. And we see the other facilities around the country that recognize that they have to have better facilities and more options for people to come to the races, to bet those races in the first place. Like Keeneland is, doing a remodeling over there. You got, of course, Churchill continues to build and remodel their place over and over again with that new paddock they have and all that. Belmont Park is being totally reconstructed. So the companies that know and realize that they have to change with the times are at least investing money in the brick and mortar places and doing it. And with the way simulcasting is and phone betting apps and all that stuff, it's just a changing game. But we got to do something about the product, that's for sure. The volume of product.
Right.
All right. So so now we got a sloppy, miserable track at Aqueduct. So what are we doing?
We're going to give a horse there anyway. We play.
Anyhow, we want to congratulate you, D, on a couple of nice winners, a nice priced winner, too, both at $10 and $13. So let's keep the mojo going, buddy.
All right, Ralph, let's look at the 8th race today at Aqueduct. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number 2 horse in here, Bourbon Chase, a 4-year-old colt from the Mike Maker barn. Rider switch today to Dylan Davis. This horse absolutely loves water. 9 starts on a wet track. 4 seconds and 3/3, 7-2 on the morning line. Dylan Davis aboard to ride. I like number 2, Bourbon Chase, to win today's 8th race out at Aqueduct.
All good indications for a win here in the 8th race, number 2, Bourbon Chase. Bourbon Chase with the leading jockey, Dylan Davis aboard. 8th race, the 2 horse at Aqueduct. And then where are we going next? Give me something at Churchill.
Churchill.
Yeah.
Churchill, race 7, a mile and a 16th on the main track. And I love the number 3 horse in here, Publisher, a 2-year-old colt from the Stevis Musum barn. Big rider switch today. Take nothing away from his son who's been riding the horse. But today we get Tyler Gaffleone in our third career start. Stretches out to two turns today. First race was 7 furlongs. Second race was 1 mile. Now stretches out to 1 1/16. 9-2 on the morning line. Number 3, Publisher, graduates and wins today's 7th race out at Church and Downs.
Jonathan, I want to ask you this. If Gaffleone doesn't ride the horse, are you still going to, it's still a selection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Gaffleone took off later mounts yesterday at Churchill. As a matter of fact, Saez's third win of the day in the last race was a race that Gaffleone was supposed to ride. So we'll wait and see if he's going to ride today. But in any case, either way, in the 7th race, you like the three publisher at Churchill Downs. And let's get a final one down at the beach.
7th race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 4 horse in here, Barbera. Barbera is a 4-year-old filly who was reclaimed by trainer Aggie Ordonez 2 starts back. Both of those last 2 races, both good enough to win here. Diego Herrera climbs back aboard, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 4, Barbera, wins today, 7th out of Del Mar.
Barbera, the 7th race, number 4. Barbera is a pick from Jonathan Hardoon. Remember, Jonathan has full sheets for Del Mar, for Churchill, and for Miserable Day of the Races Aqueduct as well. Right at the website, right?
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe, be well. We'll chat tomorrow.
You got it, my man. All right, we're going to go to a break, and we continue to move on this Friday show. Up next is Rich Eng, who gave us a football and a horse winning picks yesterday. What about today? We'll be back and find out.
Tunnel to Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere.
Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out now to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Now, when watching the game last night with the snows, etc., reminded me of a time long, long time ago when you and I, after going to the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs, made it back in time, back into the area where Cincinnati was at, and we went to the game between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh team as well.
Steelers, they played.
Yeah. Yep. And it was snowing there too that day, remember?
We were not equipped for the weather, Ralph.
No.
You, me, and Don Barbarino were not dressed warm enough, so we got to our seats, and there was a elderly couple sitting behind us, saw us shivering, and the woman gave us one of her blankets to cover us.
Yep.
Thank you. I thank that woman to this day still.
Yeah, I do too. Of course, we were just young and kind of dumb at the time, so we were ordering beers anyhow.
Yeah, it was just scrape off the ice on the top. Even with the alcohol, it was still freezing up.
Well, you were right about the fact that although, you know, Cleveland is a 2-8 team going nowhere, yet last night was like their Super Bowl, really, against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they got the job done in horrendous weather there. It was something else.
Yeah, the weather was pretty good for the first half, and then the front came in off a lake, and it started snowing like crazy. And I tell you why, Ralph, you know, one word we use all season about the National Football League is parity. Because if you watched the game last night and didn't know the records of the team, you would have a hard time guessing which team was 8-2 and which team was 2-8. Mm-hmm. They were dead even on the playing field.
Yeah, no question about that, that's for sure. And I guess some of the games that might be held on Sunday throughout the country in the NFL might have some bad weather in their stadiums as well. So we'll wait and see about that on Sunday. And you had a nice pick at, you know, yesterday on the show as well. And so we're going to parlay that pick to a pick at Del Mar today.
Yeah. And just a quick hint, you know, for sports bettors out there, you know, when I like a game, for example, like Cleveland +3.5, I will sprinkle a little bit of money on the money line, because I got +170 on the money line for them to win the game straight up. So that's just a little tip for people betting games out there.
Especially if they're betting dogs.
Oh yeah, with dogs, yeah. If it was the favorite, you wouldn't bet the money line on that. But with dogs, you get a little juice, Ralph.
Right.
Del Mar Race 7 is 6 furlongs, optional claimer 20. An angle I like to play is when a horse wins a race and runs a slower speed figure than the race before. That happens with the number 2, Wish They All Could Be. This horse won last time off the claim by Ryan Ellison, ran a slower speed figure than the race before. He claimed this horse from Hector Bama. This horse has avoided claim, too, so that's another angle. Ryan Ellis has a chance to run this horse on what we call a free roll. So let's go with the 2, Wish They All Could Be, in race 7.
All right, 7th race, you like number 2, Wish They All Could Be, the 2 in the 7th race. Jonathan Ardoon came with the 4 in that race, so I got another Sirocco Exacta box with the 2-4-4-2 in the 7th. Your pick is the 2 horse. Wish They All Could Be. We hope it is. And Richie, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, and we'll wrap it up with John and Jerry, John Lindo and Jerry Jackwitz, right after the final break. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grand View Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grand View Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grand View Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Los Alamitos 2 million Futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded Futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup Futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles Lethal Cowboy 123, and many more. It's our biggest night of the year, the Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up this Friday show, and we go now to John Lindo, standing by in Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
We did it, John. We did it. A Lafitte Pink High Junior Stakes race, my man.
It took a while, but I was really happy to see the announcement yesterday that they finally named a race after Lafitte. It'll be on opening day at Santa Anita, the former San Antonio Stakes. It'll be the Grade 2 Lafitte Penkai Junior Stakes, and I'm glad Lafitte's around here to enjoy it.
Yeah, way too late, but they finally got the job done, so we'll just congratulate them for that, and I can't wait to see him presenting that trophy in the winner's circle on the day after Christmas, that's for sure. Kind of a great Christmas present for him and his family. A legend in his own time, no doubt about it. Lafitte Penkai, the Lafitte Penkai Stakes. All right, well, as we begin each Southern California racing week, really each racing week when we have a Linda report available, you usually update the jockey trainer standing. So let's take a look at what's happening at Del Mar.
Okay, things are tight at Del Mar. Umberto Rispoli is a leading jockey. He's got 9 winners. Then you have Juan Hernandez and Antonio Friesu with 8. And Thiago Pereira having a good meet. He's got 7. Unfortunately, Tyler Bayes remains winless. He's 0-35 at the meet.
Wow.
And then as far as the trainers go, Mark Glass, the leading trainer, he's got 7. Doug O'Neill's got 5 winners. Then you have a bunch at 4. Michael McCarthy, Peter Miller, George Papapodromou, Steve Miotti, and Phil D'Amato.
All right. What about those favorites?
Favorites are right at 35% for the meet, Ralph.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, what's higher than that 35% favorites at Del Mar, and that's the Linda Report. Through Sunday, there's been 92 selections on the Linda Report during the racing season. 34 of the top picks have won. That gives you a 37% hit rate, which is better than the favorites are hitting down at Del Mar. And the ROI is $1.31 for every buck. You're doing a great job there with the Linda Report, and it's flying off the shelf here at the South Point Racebook because this is the only place in this great gaming capital of Las Vegas that you can get the Linda Report available each and every day that John publishes a Linda Report, not only for Southern California, but selected other racetracks on selected days. The full Linda Reports, each and every one of them, available every day as it is today for Del Mar right here at the South Point Racebook. And it's free of charge, complimentary, because they love horse players here. And they want you to win, too. And doing a great job there, John. That's for sure.
No, thank you. It's been a good meet so far. Let's finish it off strong the last 2 weeks.
Yes, and of course, the Hollywood Turf Festival is kind of like a jagged this year, right? It goes over 2 weekends?
Yeah, basically it'll start on this Sunday because of Thanksgiving being a dark day this year. The red carpet stakes at a mile and 3/8 on grass will be run Sunday. And then we get into all the events on closing weekend, including the Hollywood Gold Cup the following Friday. I think there's a total of 7 stakes races capped off by the Matriarch for Fillies and Mares on closing day Sunday, December the 1st.
Well, Jonathan and myself went over the Native Diver a little bit earlier. And I guess Bob Baffert has Ultra Power as the 2-1 favorite in that race. Does it look like Baffert might... annex an older stakes race for older horses?
Well, he's got both Ultra Power and Miramati. Now, Miramati comes off an easy maiden win where he got an easy lead, but you've got a horse named Tarantino in there that ought to keep him honest early. And, they say that Ultra Power did not handle the Santa Anita main track last time. He got beat a neck in that allowance race to Tarantino. So he's probably the most dangerous of the Baffert horses, but it's no gimme. It's a pretty wide open race. You have Mixto dropping out of the Breeders' Cup Classic. And you got Skinner, who had a 6.5 furlong sprint prep, and he was second in this race last year. He's a 2-turn horse. He'll move forward on Saturday.
Now, I know the Breeders' Cup Classic was conducted at Del Mar, but that was a tough group there, no doubt about it. But Mixto did win over the Del Mar course in the Pacific Classic before that, right?
Right. He won the million-dollar race, the Pacific Classic. He likes to race near the lead, and as fast as the pace was in the Classic, it just didn't suit his style. He'll be close up. On Saturday, the pace will be a little more reasonable, so I would think he'll run a better race on Saturday.
All right, you got it, John, and certainly we're looking forward to the races this weekend at Del Mar, and of course a little thing called the Las Vegas Grand Prix up the street here. But in the meantime, we're going to take a look at today's Del Mar card for a winner there.
Let's go to race 3 at Del Mar. In the third race today, Ralph, number 5, El Dorado, kind of has some muddied up form. He didn't get to race on Lasix last time in a stakes race at Los Alamitos. You throw that out. The race before, he faced Ultra Power, who we just talked about. You throw that out. And the race before that, he was on the grass. So he drops in for a claiming today. This is the right level. He gets Lasix back. He likes the Del Mar main track. And best of all, he looks like the controlling speed. he ought to make the lead in here, and when he does, he gets Brave. So at 4-1 on the morning line, that's fair value. Number 5, El Rey Dorado in race number 3 at Del Mar.
All right, third race at Del Mar, number 5, El Rey Dorado. El Rey Dorado is the pick. Third race, the 5 horse at Del Mar. Don't forget, the Linda Report has selections in all of the races, plus a suggested late pick 4. And all the goody information we were just talking about, all on one comprehensive sheet, the Linda Report, available here at the South Point, exclusively free of charge here for the horse players. John, unless you have anything, any kind of news to add to us from Southern California, we'll let you. And what about, let me ask you this real quick. What about the Santa Anita trying to help out Northern California horses with some sort of a shuttle deal going on?
Well, that kind of came out of the blue. I don't know if they're trying to help them out. What they're trying to do is to get the Northern California simulcast fees to Southern California. Mm-hmm. So they could shut down that circuit up there. All that simulcast wagering money, all the commissions on that would go to Santa Anita during that time. So their idea, and again, we've got to do something because the two circuits are not going to work based on the handle of Northern California.
Right.
It's a work in progress, but they better get it done quick because this isn't going to work for either circuit.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah, I know you will, certainly. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today.
Thanks a lot, John. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by to wrap up the show. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, it's a little chilly here, and they say it's a miserable day at Aqueduct today.
Well, you know, I guess there's some somebody's happy it's raining and cold and
well, we know the Northeast needed the rain, that's for sure, off of that drought.
They had wildfires in New Jersey, not very far away, and I think upstate New York, too. It's just very unusual.
All right, well, let's get started with some picks. Let's go to the Soupy Aqueduct racetrack first.
Yeah, and you know, I have to compliment Aqueduct. You know, they didn't card any turf races.
Turf racing is over for this winter at Aqueduct.
Well, they got lucky that way. They came to the end of the meet, so we'll give them credit for that anyway. Let's go to the seventh race. Aunt Yola, the 5 horse from Horatio DePaz, sort of catches my eye. Kendrick Carmuchet, been racing on the turf, going to the dirt. I think this horse has an upside on wet track, possibly. You'll notice the breeding, taking a look at it both sides, and you might see what I see. Anyway, I gave it a P on the sheets, thinking that there's some potential for improvement on a wet track.
Okay.
And horse looks like, the filly looks like she's really improving form. So I like number 5, Aunt Yolo, Carmuchet 6-1. I'll play the 5 over the 3-4-7, reverse 3-4-7 back over the 5. But the 5, that's our feature play end. Pop out key in race number 7 today.
All right, 7th race, taking a look. There are no scratches in that race. And in the 7th race, you'd like the 5, Aunt Yolo, the 5. Mm-hmm. The link-ups are numbers 3, 4, and 7, and reverse. All righty. Well, that takes care of Aqueduct, where it's cold and miserable and sloppy. But now we're going to go to Southern California, where it's going to be fast, firm, and a little bit warmer, and the track will be in good shape.
Yeah, it should be a nice day over at Del Mar for sure. Nice fall day. Let's go to the 4th race. We have Belmont Bill, the 2 horse from Anthony Sabata. This horse, this gelding, is a really good little turf horse. He runs almost every time. Very well suited to 5 furlongs. Happened to go long last time out. Should have given him plenty of conditioning coming off in August to October. Freshening. Well posted in the 2 horse. All we got to do is get Tyler Bays to give him a good ride. And I think we have a good shot at the money. I like the 2. 7-2 is the morning line. I sort of put my bottom price at 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was a better jockey, I might go down to 8-5 or 2-1. But with Tyler up, I'll want the 5-2.
Okay.
I'll take the 2 over the 1, 6, 7, and 8. Reverse 1, 6, 7, and 8 back over the 2. I'm all about the 2, Belmont Bill in race number 4.
All right. You want Belmont to win at Del Mar. So in the 4th race, number 2.
Yeah, there you go.
No, 4th race, number 2, Belmont Bill. The 2 link-ups are 1, 6, 7, and 8 and reverse. The 2 in the 4th race at Del Mar. Power pages for all of Del Mar and all of Aqueduct available right now at JerryJ'sPowerPage.com. And as we wrap up this Friday show, we want to tell everybody out there to stay warm, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, God willing, and the creek don't rise. And Jerry always has the last word, and he's going to say it right now. Jerry?
Have a great race day, everybody.